Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That highly anticipated border security bill has now been unveiled, but House Speaker Mike Johnson is vowing not to even put it up for a vote.
It was Republicans who demanded border security in exchange for additional funding to Israel and Ukraine. Now the House is moving forward with just aid to Israel. That throws into doubt any future aid to Ukraine. And while they are rejecting this set of border provisions, they are taking the rare step moving forward with this week with a vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas.
ABC senior national correspondent Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A nonstop barrage of water hitting California. Record rain, flooding, mudslides, damaging winds. Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency in 8 counties. President Biden is vowing further retaliation following the wave of U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups across the Middle East. And FIFA has announced the World Cup final is coming to the New York metro area. The 2026 final to be held at MetLife Stadium. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot Friday.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Upfront. Doctors in Wisconsin are the first to make functional brain tissue with a 3D printer. The breakthrough happened at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Scientists laid cells side by side instead of stacking, like 3D printers usually work. It's still a far cry from 3D printing an entire brain, but researchers say the brain tissue could be used for therapeutic purposes or spinal cord implants. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Madison schools could have staggered start times next school year. Madison's interim superintendent, Lisa Kavistad, told Channel 3000 that the district should come to a final decision in April. Madison schools continue to face issues with their school buses. 23 area elementary schools and 5 middle schools have had to adjust their start times due to a shortage of bus drivers causing delays and missed stops. Kavistad says that families in the district will receive a survey to share their thoughts on staggering school start times. Madison officials will hold a virtual public meeting tomorrow night to talk about a potential passenger rail station. The city has identified several potential sites for a rail station, mostly on the east side and downtown. Identifying a space for a station is the first step to potentially bringing passenger rail to Madison. The meeting begins at 6 tomorrow, and you can register to attend the meeting on the City of Madison website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Bucks hit a sour note against the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Utah, 123-108. The Jazz ending a 3-game losing streak with a rally in the fourth quarter against Milwaukee. Doc Rivers on facing Utah's best defenders.
We anticipated it, but we thought we could make enough shots to keep their bigs off the floor. We just couldn't.
Rivers, by the way, named the head coach of the NBA's Eastern Conference team in the All-Star game later this month. In Madison, the Badgers battled but lost to number 2 ranked Purdue 75-69. Wisconsin's Greg Gard asked if he still thinks they're one of the top teams in the nation.
Yeah, I think we're one of the best teams in the country. You know, there's parity across college basketball, and I've seen a lot of them now and played against a lot of the non-conference ones, and you want to compete with the best with the goal that you want to be the best. You know, it's not just about playing with them, you want to conquer them.
NFL, the Packers have hired former Rams and Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion to serve as an assistant coach on offense. Tom Clements, who turned 71 this year, is expected to continue as the quarterback's coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some patchy fog and frost this morning, then gradually clearing with a little sunshine as we head into the afternoon. High today, 41, with wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog will drop down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 24.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from The Todd Allbaugh Show, just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show, so tune in then from noon to 2.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Because I've still got a lot of fight.
January 10th of 2023, they dissolved the borders between Canada, United States, and Mexico and said, we welcome diversity, equity, inclusion, and we welcome migrants from all over the world into America. They signed it. It is in the Federal Register. You can look it up. Okay? But COVID had to happen so they could actually steal the election. This document has thousands of examples of fraud, crime, human trafficking, treason. But what's most important here that set it all off is we have the affidavit and we have the evidence. This is huge. Of a gentleman who found out how they were transmitting COVID through the air. They aerosolized COVID. I was poisoned by that aerosolized COVID. It happened at CPAC.
Okay. What? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is spread through the air, but not aerosolized. Okay. Hi, everybody. We're on the radio, but we're not on TV because we're in a monsoon.
Yes.
Jody Hamilton did not feel safe driving in, so there's no one to run the cameras. And so, hi, we're just on the radio like old-timey days.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
You know, Jody, I'm just saying, while we're facing fascism, you know everyone in Hollywood. I'm sure you know that guy that plays Aquaman that could have safely gotten you here had you...
Probably. Jason, I do have a canoe,
Jason
but
Momoa.
It's not
Jason
safe
Momoa. Where, like, you don't have his number on speed dial. I know you do.
No.
He's not the son of someone famous, though.
If he were,
right,
she would be here.
That's
running
right
cameras. Yeah, it's scary out here. It's we apologize we're not on free. Oh, and I got to say, in hour three, Dr. Juggs, my best friend, Dr. Wanda.
We'll take pictures.
We'll take pictures. I'll do social media pictures. That yes is really going to be a waste of visual there because she is gorgeous. And she's going to, oh, that's why I'm wearing my, even though no one can see it, How Did the World Get So Stupid T-shirt, which is available at stephaniemiller.com. In honor of that lady, Jody, that you just gave us at the... Oh, was that at the convoy, the truck convoy at the border?
Yeah, that was at the convoy in Texas. They were Texians there.
Isn't the border fixed now? Because Ted Nugent and Sarah Palin went,
oh,
right?
Sure.
Weren't they the headliners?
Right. Yeah.
So didn't some of the people go, I don't see no nothing here.
What?
I don't see no crisis. What's going on? Yeah, that was not what was advertised on Fox News, whatever. Yeah, Okay, so, Republicans remain obstructionist douche nozzles. Did
of
I miss anything else?
Well, no, you haven't.
Okay. I was able to throw
Taylor
out,
Jody, Swift
the first four
night
stories you told me, sent me about the deal because, of course, Speaker God Warrior. God doesn't, Trump, meaning, you know, Orange Jesus, God doesn't want him to bring the bill, so he won't. So, there you go. So we can all go, you know, ourselves. Okay. Oh, and Taylor Swift won?
Yeah,
How's MAGA? Hasn't anyone done a wellness check on MAGA this morning?
No.
How are they doing?
Celine Dion handed her her trophy.
Aw. I'm the greatest singer in the world? Mm-hmm. Okay. Aw, that's nice.
She has something called stiff body syndrome, so it was the first time that she's appeared in public since then.
Aw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Celine does. Not Taylor.
I know.
Okay.
I was going to make a Mike Pence joke, but I feel like it would be inappropriate. I didn't make the joke.
But you kind of did by mentioning that you
not
were thinking
really
about it.
Jody, the important thing is we girl text each other. Sometimes we have show texts and we have girl texts. Doesn't my hair look good? Isn't that the main thing? Even with it being in a monsoon, does my hair look okay?
It does. It looks beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I got Chris Japanese straightening and extensions Friday that cost more than my first car. I mean, granted, it was a car. As you remember, it was a red Dodge Dart with no shocks. Right. It was a total piece of... But still, it was a vehicle.
How did you drive that in Buffalo in the winter?
I didn't very well. A lot of spinning donuts on black ice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I did end up in a few snowbanks once in a while.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. But thank you. I posted pictures on social media. It's for the tour. Yeah. For the launch of the Sexy Liberal Tour.
You look,
it's...
I dare say
it's
you
like, I, now I'm not going to have listeners picking at my hair like rhesus monkeys
they
going,
can't,
I, somebody well, fix this
today.
Weave.
They
what's
can't
wrong?
Today.
No, you can't see it today. But it's on social media. I send pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you look sexy today.
Thank you very much, Chris. So do you. Jody, so do you as far as
I can tell
on Zoom. You look very far away.
I am far. I can be farther.
Back up. How far, Cleveland? Okay. all right. So we are going to ask Dr. Wanda in hour three, how did the world get so stupid? We have, there's just, it's those people that, like we just played, I don't know what combination of conspiracy theories, mental illness. I believe someone said when they start chopping their parents' heads off, it's okay to call it a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, the MAGA guy that chopped his dad's head off. And, yeah.
It's still allegedly.
Oh, is it? Yeah. He displayed the head on YouTube.
I know, but we have to
By the way, just a fun fact, what? Chris, to differentiate from a Halloween mask with ketchup that Kathy Griffin
right?
did as a joke,
right.
this was an actual MAGA guy's actual dad's actual head. That he cut off because of all the right-wing talking points that he heard on Fox and from Trump. Allegedly? Yeah. Well, sure. Allegedly. Do we have the same rules if we're not on TV? Can I?
Unfortunately, yes.
This is like old-time radio. Nobody cares.
No.
This is just radio. Yes, this is the... This is all I needed, Jody. Breaking, House Republicans just announced they will not bring the bipartisan Senate border deal. So all the nice things you sent me, all the great stories, all the great stuff in it, I don't need to read any of those now. Because none of that, none of that, none of it.
Right.
None of it. Ukraine aid, everything. Border, fix the border, nothing. No. This is Victor Shi. There are no two sides here. Democrats and President Biden have nothing to do with this. And the media and every voter must understand this. They are traitors. Thank you. They are traitors.
Yeah.
He is on record rooting for the economy to fail, chaos at the border. And it's, I don't know what to say, because even Fox News, that gave me joy.
Mm-hmm.
The Fox News
Good
channel
tidings of great
talking
joy.
About like, how great the economy is. Uh-huh. There's no, it's getting to the point where you can't spin it. Even the media can't spin it. By the way, fun fact, Chris. Oh, oops, sorry.
Oh.
No, that was fun fact. I was referring to my lady parts.
Oh, they're
Fun
dusty.
Fact. See, okay. There's a difference. Lady parts?
The buttons are right next to each other.
Fun fact. You understand.
I totally do. I do it myself sometimes.
Box problems.
Right. I have box problems, too.
He said he didn't want to be Herbert Hoover.
Uh-huh. Right.
Herbert lost 11 million jobs. Trump lost 22 million. 22, for those of you that are keeping track at home. Okay, yes, Ron tweeted, House leadership will not allow the deal to be voted on because they know enough of their own members will vote for it that will be a total humiliation for them. Could they be more humiliated? Is there anything else that would make them? I don't even know what to say. Oh, here's one. Renee, tomorrow's headline, why winning 97% of the Democratic vote in South Carolina is bad news for Biden. Have they done that today? I'm sure they have.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they have.
Oh, here's a happy headline. This was the last one. Jody Sim, because you want me to be happy.
Yeah.
Even though you're not here and I can't hug you. This was a little news hug, wasn't it? Trump felony conviction gives Biden victory by 7-point swing. New NBC News poll. Because as you know, Chris, this far out, polls are bull.
Unless they favor Biden.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
And then we're going to report them. He's leading... Biden leading Trump by 5 points, but it shows Biden swinging 7 points if Trump is convicted of a felony. To which I would say, Jody, only 2 points? Only 2 points? People are like, you know, I was on the fence, but maybe not now. Convicted felon. I don't know what to say about that, but okay. So I still believe justice is coming. I know we're in delay mode.
It's circling the nipple.
Yes, justice is circling the nipple. Norm Eisen and other legal analysts are saying, I think, you know, obviously the immunity ruling is going to go our way. I understand Judge Chutkan having to pause while this ruling has not been made yet about immunity, right? But it just, I haven't heard one legal expert that thinks he's going to win. Yes, you absolutely can get SEAL Team 6 to kill your opponent.
They have to go through the process.
Yes.
Right.
That's my favorite part. is a Baruch Assault of the world. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I know how much you love process.
The longer, the better.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Also this week, Grumpy was very colicky last night. For those of you monitoring the baby monitor, was that 12:30, Jody?
Mm-hmm.
He was
something like
yes,
that.
Yes, ranting because it's a big week. It's we have maybe immunity ruling, maybe and Gorin, the damages ruling. Yeah, here we go. Oh, beautiful.
Angoron, sting him proud, sting him strong. Angoron, he's so bad. Angoron, make him sad.
Wow, the golden pipes of Marion Ann Arbor and Rocky Mountain Mike. Wow, wow, wow.
Yep, and the kids.
And the kids, the child labor.
The children's chorus.
Somewhat sketchy work regulations that Rocky Mountain. Well, thank God for Republicans loosening up those child labor laws.
Right.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain Mike's like, whatever, you're 8. Get in there. I need 17 more takes.
Walk it off.
Okay, Chris, it's your first opportunity to be wrong this morning.
Let's do that.
I want you to be thrown off by the rain. Trump is not only cannibalizing the RNC's message about the early vote and wasting their money, he's cannibalizing would-be RNC donors for his personal legal bills. But that's what you get when a party is tied to the conspiracies and vindictiveness of a single man. Who said that?
Mr. Heatmiser.
No, Jen Psaki, dropping a number of her Psaki bombs.
Oh.
That's just another, a little T and a he. Couldn't happen to a nicer party, taking them all down with him.
Right.
Fantastic. He's bloated it up and blown it up real good. All right, so we have rudeness, right?
Yeah, we do.
The rude pundit, and we have Dr. Wanda, Mama's best friend, to talk to us about why the world is so stupid and why we're all. I feel like there's a Trump derangement syndrome, but not the way they mean it. It's just he's a horrible stalker that won't ever leave us alone. That has just been inflicted on our psyche endlessly. Are we ever going to be rid of this orange hole?
Can she tell us why people vote for someone
like
Trump?
Yes, cult. We'll talk about cults.
Okay.
We'll talk about,
Good. I'm looking forward to this.
And also the whole Taylor Swift thing. We have the Colin Coward stuff that we talked about last week. Why there's so many sad, lonely men and just this whole incel thing that's, fueling a lot of right-wing violence. And,
we've joked about, people living in their mom's basement, but it's getting serious now.
Yeah. And also Malcolm Nance was right once again. World War III apparently is starting. And all I know from TV is Biden bad. Oh, have you ever seen the cartoons about a horse veterinarian that whatever's wrong?
A horse in a hospital?
No. horse, whatever's wrong with the horse. It's just the answer is always shoot the horse. Lindsey right. Graham, it doesn't matter what the problem is. The answer is always
bomb
Iran. Yeah. Just make Iran into a parking lot.
Right.
Right. Alternatively, make Gaza into a parking lot. Right. So, yes. Okay. Anyway, I from all like experts, again, way above my pay grade, it seems like this response was proportional and obviously in response
and international.
To us, American lives being lost.
And international,
yes.
too.
So, yes.
You know, mm-hmm. we have
thank you, help. Brits. Yes. All right. So we're going to talk about all of that. 20 minutes. Hi, Jody. How are you doing? That's a joke about Jody being underwater.
Yes.
She's. I know you guys can't see her, but she is in a tank like Daryl Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right. it's her scales.
Yeah, my tail is unfolded.
Right. Yeah, her scales are kind of falling off.
She poured some salt in the water in the bathtub.
Yeah. Now I have beautiful hair. I don't look like Grisabella and Cats anymore, but Jody looks like Daryl Hannah in, when she was in the tank with all the wires hooked up to her.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I've seen Splash.
I just haven't.
Okay. Did you?
And my yeah. hair's covering my boobs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Strategically.
They're beautiful. Hey, move that. No one's looking but me. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Doug Modi's Food. You wonder where is Jody's petting zoo? Jody and her petting zoo not here because why?
Dr.
Rain.
Wanda.
Rain. No, they're in the kitchen with the pee pads down
gotcha.
Because the rain is, okay. yeah, no. They take them out, and they just stand and stare at me,
yeah.
and then they run back inside.
All right.
Yeah. So, anyway, but they're with their Dr. Marty's, so that's more important than Mama.
Right.
Yeah. They. Oh. I'm telling you, they love their Dr. Marty's food. Sometimes they don't, when they're upset when it's raining, they don't eat, but Dr. Marty's yesterday, those bowls were empty. They were like, nom, 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 nom. Why? Because it's turkey, beak, duck, salmon. I mean, what else? Kale, sweet potatoes, spinach. It's everything that's good for you that you would feed your real chillins. My listeners right now get 54% off. The best dog food, the best cat food. Oh, we have I have another unsolicited catamonial.
Okay.
Yeah, Stefan Gang, Inigo Catoya, was thrilled to hear his name on the show. His Nature's Feast is now powering him to battle his new brother, an 11-month-old rescue Malamute, Fazek, who, as we know, is the brute squad. Okay.
All right.
Who's eating Snuggies Nature's Blend and Nature's Feast? Get it. 54% off. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, right? You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet and reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It has been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experience more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that you haven't found relief for, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. 2 million customers, 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it's just a little rain. The main thing I'm concerned about, I cannot get my hair wet. Can't get your hair wet after the Japanese straightening and the... Jody, these
so
extensions are sewed into my head like a pincushion. They're,
oh,
I used to do the tape-ins, but it literally looked like brain surgery behind me. They're sewn in. They're called silk weft, and they're sewn right into my head.
Does it hurt?
No. No, I can't. I've stopped feeling. I've been dead inside for many years. Can't feel anything.
Can't feel pain?
No. Oh, don't be ridiculous. That stopped sometime during the Trump years. Karen in Chicago, welcome to Chris and Steph's old-timey radio hour.
Yeah. We found out that Free Speech TV is playing Friday's show.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, so I am repeating myself.
Yes, you are.
I'm repeating myself,
Karen. You
are
repeating yourself.
Yeah. Hi, Karen.
You are. And Jody, sending you love and light. Good luck.
Thank you.
Send her Jason Momoa. Yeah. Just screw love and light. Send her something.
Send her Aquaman.
Yes.
So I
or
just
Flash.
Want to
Flash
this.
Could do it in between the raindrops fast
sure.
enough.
True. Sure, that's a better choice.
Sure. Go ahead, Karen. Sorry.
Congrats to Taylor Swift. Okay, I'm just going to say this again. Fascism is not good for business. Women's losing their reproductive rights is not good for business. We are in a situation. I am all in on Taylor Swift organizing and getting as many young women and their mothers and their male allies to get out and vote for President Biden and Kamala Harris so that we do not have a national ban on mifepristone. We do not have a national ban on abortion so women can get the necessary health care that they need. So I don't care. I am all in. Ordinarily, if we were in ordinary times where there was not a threat to democracy and our rights, I would say you want to maybe, keep it on the DL. But I'm all in for her coming out and speaking so forcibly on
this. Well, she already did. I mean, she already endorsed him in 2020, and she said she wished she had done more in 2016.
Right.
So, I think she should just be in a Biden T-shirt laughing for the halftime show. A Super Bowl. No?
I think she should shake it off.
All right, we'll pundit next.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New research shows the amount of time Wisconsin doctors are spending using healthcare record software is contributing to burnout. The findings are published in the Annals of Family Medicine. It looked at the amount of time doctors spent on Epic Systems' MyChart app. It found the time spent on MyChart went up almost a half hour between 2019 and last year. Researchers say that's taking a toll. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is under attack from efforts in Wisconsin to curb diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
It's also a time to remember that it's up to us to continue that fight so that our ancestors know that their work was not in vain.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Officials with Madison Schools will hold two public interview panels tomorrow as part of their search for a new school superintendent. The first panel is at noon for students, and the second panel is at 6:30 for parents. School officials narrowed it down to three finalists for the position. The school board anticipates naming their final pick to lead Madison Schools by the end of the month. City and county health officials are using air sample monitors at 15 area schools to help track flu and COVID levels in the community. The microwave-sized devices suck in air and analyze it for viruses. Health officials say it's a good way to track the current state of COVID in our community as fewer people take COVID tests. Over 80% of all air samples in area schools at the end of January tested positive for COVID. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Some patchy fog and frost this morning, then gradually clearing with a little sunshine as we head into the afternoon. High today, 41, with wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog will drop down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now it's 22.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And guess what? She donated and so did Biden, and they worked together. All the evidence chain has been presented. This is going out, and we're going to start with right here. We were in the Texas legislature today, and we're going forward with the Texas Attorney General this weekend. But we're now going to serve this directly to a Texian Ranger, and we're asking you humbly, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers of the Texian Rangers, to please investigate the code of crimes against humanity in this document. Do you accept?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Woo! Woo!
We are rebirthing this country, and you all are part of the founding fathers of America.
Woo-hoo! For Texians and stuff, Texian people. Okay, was that the same lady about the aerosolized COVID or something?
Uh-huh.
That they dissolved the borders between Canada and the U.S. and Mexico at some point, uh-huh. I guess? Okay, my friend and I were on a hike yesterday, Chris, reviewing the conspiracy theories and that Biden is not legitimately president. Everything sucks, but he is not president. Trump is president. Or Obama, alternatively,
right.
Is always... Biden's just a puppet, and he is a evil mastermind that
puppet.
Has evil mastermind that has enlisted Taylor Swift and the NFL to rig the election for him. But also, he is too decrepit to even move or talk.
He needs to fed by someone else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was capable of dissolving the borders between the U.S. and Mexico and Canada.
Sure.
At the same time.
Yeah, because that makes total sense.
Yeah. So that the Texians. Are having a hard time. Okay.
And plus he got the COVID aerosolized.
Sure. Yep. Okay. I think we just need to get rude.
Hey, rude. Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, Max out and let Freddy in.
Remember, hey, rude. To let a joke about farts. Then you can start.
Rude, welcome
Hello.
To Stephanie Miller's Aquatic Theme Park. Good morning.
It's arc time there. I hear.
I should have worn a Esther Williams, bathing cap.
Cap with daisies on it.
A swim cap or
yes.
something.
And Chris and I could have done synchronized swimming. I know you. I know you.
Hey, you. I know you. I know you.
Oh, rudeness. Yes, I know you're shocked that they are blocking the bill on the board to help fix the border. By the way, you retweeted, crime is down, inflation's down, GDP is up, more people have health care than ever. Now the border isn't open, but please tell me how migration is actually hurting America, other than the fact that there are more brown people around. And explain why this is automatically a bad thing, and most of the people the most freaked out about this will never actually see one of those brown people. And you just said exactly this. Other than the burden on some larger cities and border areas to provide services, which a Congress functioned without the GDP effery would pass funding for, where's the evidence that migrants are bad for the country? Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it pains me anytime a Democrat or in the media or in Congress, gives in to the invasion rhetoric. I think Al Sharpton said something like that on MSNBC yesterday. And it's like, no, it's not an invasion. It's not anything like that. We're not being overwhelmed. This is pure hype from the Republicans. As those pathetic, truck convoy people learned when they got down to the border.
Yeah, even they're like, what? I don't see nothing.
No, they were expecting zombie hordes from World War Z clambering over the wall, tearing at each other to get in. And instead what they get are a bunch of military people standing around with their thumbs up their asses wondering what the hell they're going to do now that they're down here. And wow, at least we're down here during a fairly temperate time of year.
Do some people actually stand around with their thumb up their ass?
Some people do.
I wonder where that saying came from.
I think Trump has in his life at some point.
I guess if you got nothing else to do and you're just sitting there.
Is that a
you're
pleasant?
Twiddling, okay. You're looking
for some
at
people.
Going, I wonder what else I could do with these things.
I wonder else what I could do with this. Okay.
I've already done the thumb in the mouth. Let's see if it works on the other side.
Ew. Let's do it in the right order.
Yeah, I was going to say, in that order.
Yeah. The U.S. economy added.
Unless it's your thing. I'm not going to scat shame.
As Hal would say, let's not yuck anyone's yum.
Right.
Okay. You retweeted U.S. economy added 353,000 jobs in January. Unemployment rate clocked in at 3.7%. You just said on his campaign website, noted rapist Donald Trump says Joe Biden is the destroyer of America's jobs, a lie that is so obvious a lie. If you believe it, you're too stupid to breathe and walk at the same time. I mean, and, as we were saying, it's even seeping through on Fox News. I don't know if Larry Kudlow has gone to rehab, but it's just even they
can't deny. Still sounds a little drunk, so I don't know about that.
maybe he's drinking more because of how good the economy is. I don't know. But
because at some point you just sound ridiculous. Yeah. You know, if you're sitting there going, oh, okay, twice as many jobs as most economists were expecting. How do I crap on this? I really can't. I just can't.
Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, as I was saying, the latest polling showing, you know, of course, if he's convicted of anything, which he will be, Biden's up by 7 in that poll, so you don't hear anything about that. But, you know, you retweeted Jack Smith has questioned several witnesses about a closet, the so-called hidden room. This is just one element of one crime at Mar-a-Lago that the FBI didn't check. And you said arrest the mother and hold him without bail. Glenn Kirshner says this every week. I mean, I think Jen Psaki said yesterday, I'm getting to the freak out ledge. If ever there was a compelling public interest in knowing whether someone is a convicted felon that we might give the nuclear codes to, it's this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just that. It's also when, if he is, assuming he is convicted, chances are he'll be out on bail, on bond for awaiting appeal.
Yeah.
And will still run for president. So that's where we are. So it is freak out time, unless they're willing to, you know, hold him after, without bail, after, while he's awaiting appeal.
Yeah.
You know, unless they're willing to do that, then this isn't ending with a conviction in one of these cases.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, you just also said Biden's right. Rapist Donald Trump is a sick and a hole. Those should be on some dark Brandon posters. Yes, I agreed.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Who do you want? The sick F or, you know, the guy who keeps, you know, flooding the economy with jobs?
Right. Right, exactly. Well, so these latest strikes, again, rude, way above my pay grade, but let's talk about it for a moment. Seth Abramson says the Biden strike in Iraq and Syria was judicious in a way Trump never was in dealing with Iran. Remember, Trump assassinated the second most popular man in Iran under false pretenses, lied shamelessly for months about how the assassination came about, minimized the hundreds of injuries to American troops that resulted from Iranian retaliation to the assassination, and acted in a peremptory rather than retaliatory fashion, thus bringing us to within minutes of war with Iran per media at the time. Biden didn't strike inside Iran. Biden didn't target figures for assassination he knew would lead Iran to seek justice on a massive scale. He did not add insult to injury by taunting the Iranians while striking their proxies. No one wants a retaliatory strike for deterrence purposes to become necessary in the first place. It is made necessary here by Iran and its proxies deciding to murder Americans simply because the American president doesn't have the power to dictate Israeli foreign policy. What a mess. And Chris, I was going to, someone tweeted about your friends that you were saying we're not going to ever vote for Biden, you know, regardless if there's a ceasefire. And, you know, you were saying you're too happy clappy about Biden. I have to tell you, I legitimately think he is maybe one of the greatest presidents of my time. What he has accomplished with the mess he was left and is, I think, even way more progressive than many of us thought he would accomplish. So I truly, beyond that, I think he is an amazing and decent human being. So Tommy Vitter, you know, the Pod Save America guy, said, if you don't like what Joe Biden is doing with respect to Gaza right now, you'd hate what Trump would be doing. That'd be absolutely no concern for human rights. I think he would give Netanyahu carte blanche to conduct any military campaign he wanted. And so that's the thing I keep saying, too, is I get it. I understand the emotion around it and that I'm just curious, like, particularly with everything that's happened over the weekend, how are your thoughts on this? You're obviously on college campuses.
I mean, there's a few things. One is, the war in Gaza would be even more disastrous because of the absolute free reign without criticism that the Trump administration would give Netanyahu. The other thing is, and this is something that Matt Iglesias pointed out this weekend, which is anytime someone talks about Trump in a positive way about his, you know, engagement on with defense and his use of drones and things like that, they forget that that he used more drones and targeted more civilians than ever under Obama, because he got rid of the rules that actually prevented the drone missile attacks on civilian areas. And not only that, he squelched the reporting of civilian deaths.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's going to seem like that if civilian deaths are reported now, of course, that's going to seem like there's more because Trump stopped the reporting of it and Biden restored it. And Biden restored the rules of engagement that tried to protect civilians. Again, it's not perfect. The drone war thing is awful. Yeah. But, you know, at least one side is trying to approach it in a at least somewhat with some awareness of the harm that can be done to civilians and the other side.
I desperately hope there's a ceasefire, and to accuse anyone on this show of being for genocide, you know, is insane. I mean, I think Chris's point was political, and I get it. Like Lois tweeted, we Biden-Harris voters shouldn't overlook some people saying they won't vote or will vote third party, write in, etc. It's a numbers game, and a small number in key states could end democracy.
That is what I'm worried about.
Never underestimate the power of tantrum, protest votes, etc., i.e. 2016.
Right.
But Chris, here's a question for you, and I mean this in good faith. Someone, so I don't know who this is.
Remember, this isn't me that's saying
all
this.
I know. That's what I mean.
Okay.
It's some of Chris's friends have lost loved ones in Palestine. By the way, I think that would be a good idea for us to recognize Palestine. Yes, I wish we could. I wish we could get rid of Netanyahu, but I don't know how Biden does that.
I wish we could get rid of Netanyahu. I wish we could get rid of Hamas.
Yeah. But anyway, Merbs tweets, Chris saying his friends will never vote for Biden because of the Middle East situation. Jody asked if Biden got a ceasefire, would they come back? Chris says no. So, okay. Why would Biden care then if he can't get them back? I mean, if Joe Biden gets a ceasefire peace in the Middle East like no one's ever been able to do, you know, I think Bill Clinton was the only one that came even close. So there's no
Carter,
winning.
Carter came close to
it. Yeah, yeah.
He got a peace prize for it.
Yeah. But I mean,
Carter stopped. Right. Ended a conflict that had been ongoing.
But, you know, that's beyond a political problem, Ruth. That's true. It doesn't matter what Biden pulls off. You know, what rabbit he's able to pull out of his hat in the Middle East, they're never coming back.
I'm a great deal more cynical about this than some. My attitude towards a lot of the people that are saying now I wouldn't vote for Biden under any circumstance, I'm really more of a, oh, shut the F up. Yes, you are. Just stop it. Stop your, you know, I'm sorry. I don't buy it. I just don't. I buy that there's a lot of...
Would that be condescending or patronizing? And do you think people will...
Patriciding.
How soon will we hear vote shaming?
And yes, I know there is a difference between, though, people who have lost someone and people who are just who are performing for the policy, you know, and it's like, okay, so you want the guy that will actually allow the ethnic cleansing and encourage the ethnic cleansing of Gaza. That's who you'd rather there. You want the guy that wants to put back in the Muslim ban. That's where you want to go. Because that's what you're saying.
Oh, Netanyahu would love.
A lot of those people are going to say, okay, no, I need to at least keep this guy in.
I mean, Netanyahu would love to get Trump back in. But, you know, I do also get that we could say, if you're not for a two-state solution, you know, I don't know what else we do say, then we're not with you. You know, like, I don't know how else to... way above my pay grade. Let me just say, one of your tweets I love, too, about Fannie Willis. You said, two lawyers has what to do with Donald Trump's guilt.
Yes.
The election interference case. And thank you. Jen Rubens, I got to say the coverage of Fannie Willis has been uninformed, salacious, unfair, and plays into sexist and racist stereotypes. Wade is highly qualified. There's no real conflict. Shame on the white and two male press corps. So thank you for standing up, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just don't understand how this, what is this saying? What are you accusing her of something? Or are you just saying, yeah, okay, it looks bad that you're effing around with one of the people on your team. Okay, but that looks, you know, for
an HR thing.
Looks bad for others.
Listen,
like,
for someone that has frequently said to Chris LeBoy, me or you're fired. I mean, it's a joke, but he could try to make the case to HR that it wasn't a joke.
And who's HR?
Me.
Uh-huh.
Well, then you'd have to FHR, and, you know, that gets you into a whole other realm of hurt.
Oh, yeah. I think laws might be broken there.
Sometimes we have angry hate sex after a fight. Okay.
Wow.
No, we don't.
We
never have.
You better put him on a performance improvement plan.
All right. Rudeness. Great rude stuff. Yes. We love you and happy Monday. We'll see you next week.
All right.
All right. All right.
If you want to, oh, and I'm going to plug my thing. If you want to plug my thing, that sounded horrible.
I'll plug your thing. Are we back to thumb
I'm
up the
plug
ass?
My blog post that's up at rudepundit.blogspot.com. If you want to hear me say lots of mean things about J.D. Vance.
Oh, yeah. That's a great piece. I read that this morning.
He is a traitorous pile of, somebody said owl. I don't know how they chose that.
Al Guano?
Yes. I would have helped overthrow the government if I were. Here's a better way to do it next time. If I were vice president.
I just tell him, send as many electors as you want.
They're all so pathetic. They played everything he said about Trump, and he's like, oh, well, Trump did such a good job, I changed my mind. Like Nikki Haley. Oh, yeah, no, I'm not for secession. It's in the, you know, Constitution. It's like, oh, really? So you're saying the exact opposite because blah, blah.
Yeah.
See, now he got me going.
No, it's a great piece at rudepundit.blogspot.com.
Love you.
Adios.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
There's lots of dirty words. Yay. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, Cozy Earth, so far so good. Fingers crossed, no leaks.
Yay!
But also, I was so snuggly with Bonnie and Clyde in our Cozy Earth sheets and our Cozy Earth pajamas last night.
So snuggly.
I'm waiting for my olive color Cozy Earth pajamas. It's new. It's a new color. I can't wait.
Sounds great.
Green is my favorite.
Yeah.
Oprah said, yes, please, 5 years in a row. Mm-hmm. Oprah hardly says yes, please to anything
right.
5 years. She didn't say yes, please to me 5 years in a row.
Well,
I got maybe a year, and she's like, skedaddle. You know, killed my network. Just kidding. Listen, she knows,
kill her network.
She knows quality and luxury. You can't go wrong with Cozy Earth. Valentine's Day coming up. Oh, my God. How about the bamboo pullover crew for your dude? How about the Cozy Earth bamboo joggers?
Right.
I mean, there is something for everybody. Right now, you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. All backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter the promo code Miller for up to 35% off. CozyEarth.com, promo code Miller.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming, and if you'd like to, too, go to adamandeve.com. What? Yes, Valentine's Day, and here's the biggest turn on. Adamandeve.com, you get 50% off. Oh, yeah, that makes me hot right away, 50% off. Almost any item plus free shipping. All you do is type in Miller at adamandeve.com. Ignite your Valentine's Day this year with adamandeve.com. How are you planning to spice things up in the bedroom this Valentine's season? I feel like the Oprah of adamandeve.com, and you get a dildo, and you get a vibrator, and you get massage oil. Anything you want. They have booby party napkins, people. There's party games. There is literally something for everybody. When you go to adamandeve.com and select any one item, you get that 50% off anything. That's not all. When you select your one item, you also get free shipping. Head on over to adamandeve.com. Be sure to use the code Miller. That's M-I-L-L-E-R. Miller at adamandeve.com. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333. Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chance Design Build. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary, Tuesday, February 6th, through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yes, 55 minutes after the hour, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. My best friend, 40 years, which would have made me how old when I met her?
In utero.
That's right. Oops, I forgot to say this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by CB Distillery, because I need my Calm the F Down medicine, because, you know, when it rains, stress, right?
Stress, yes.
Looking for leaks, you know, it's a whole thing. Have to worry about Jody hydroplaning in. Uh-huh. Right. Jody, did you take extra gummies? Just because it's very...
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, every time you got a code red alert, a flash flood warning, you're like another gummy.
Yeah, I got four of them in less than 12 hours.
Yeah, that's a lot of gummies. I have more for you.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
Chris is tinctured up.
Actually, I've been using the capsules.
Oh, I did 2,000 feet of climbing on my bike Saturday. What do you think? How fast do you think I got to that CBD relief stick?
Real quick.
I know it sounds dirty, but it's not. No. You just rub it on your back, and it's like not that icy hot stuff. It's actually medicine that goes into your muscles.
Yeah.
CB Distillery. It is the source we trust. I'm telling you, if you have a health concern, it isn't getting better, make the change like we did. CB Distillery, with over 2 million customers, 100% money back guarantee. It's the source we go to for all of our CBD needs, and even CBD for dogs.
Yeah.
For groomy day. 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery. Use the code Stephanie for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. All right, as I mentioned, Dr. Wanda, my best friend for 40 years, meaning we met in utero, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
brilliant psychologist.
Dr. Juggs.
Yes, Dr. Juggs, as she's known by some.
You. By you.
She does look, oh my God, Jody, she got hair extensions too. She looks exactly like Barbie. So we're going to have to, since we're not on TV today, we're going to have to tweet pictures. Because she is gorgeous. And brilliant. A brilliant psychologist, if I do say so. Because there is just, what did we say? It was a George Conway tweet about how we are in a mental illness crisis or something in this country. I think, you know, I may have been started by Trump in terms of, but I just think a lot of us are experiencing trauma, you know, by being subjected to him and also just what he's unleashed, that everyone thinks it's okay to be hateful all the time, racist, sexist, you name it. And, you know, to the extent that we talked about this guy that cut his dad's head off that was doing all these, you know, allegedly. Chris thinks I need to say allegedly. I don't think his head is it's attached to his body any longer.
Allegedly that he did it.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And not to mention the Taylor Swift psychosis. We're going to solve all of it in an hour
three. Okay, good.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Tons of Glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News